I am here tonight to speak about a topical issue in education in Australia, and it's the issue of secularism in public schools. Compulsory, free, secular. They were the three great principles of the Public Education Acts of the 1880s. I was the only Justice of the High Court of Australia for most of my service on the High Court whose entire education was in public schools. That itself is a curiosity because I believe that public schools are the great crucible of democratic thought and equality and of the principles of democracy that we share in Australia. Certainly they're wonderful places to be educated in those values, mixing with children of people, of parents of reasonable means, and mixing with children of very poor parents, mixing with the advantaged and gifted and with the disadvantaged. And that was the education I have, and I believe it profoundly affected my values. And when it comes to judging, values are extremely important. Values affect the decisions that judges make. Because I had been brought up in a religious tradition and had attended the local Anglican church, I've always adhered to my Christian belief. Of course, I've had a few provocations, but I've continued to adhere to it and do so to this day. The growth of the principle of secularism is not necessarily antagonistic to religion. Some people, like my partner, are antagonistic to religion, though he declares he is not really, but he sometimes sounds a bit antagonistic. Some people like me who are secularists are not antagonistic to religion. We just think that our history has taught us, and the history of other lands has taught them, how important it is to preserve secularism. Just look at the societies of the world, which are in such chaos today. They are often societies that do not uphold and respect the principle of secularism. With my partner, I once drove through India and then all the way through the Khyber Pass to Britain. And the lands through which we drove are today in chaos because principles which once they had, as in Pakistan under the British and in the first 50 years of their independence, and even in Iran under the Shah and in Turkey under Ataturk, those principles are under question. I serve on a committee, one member of which is Asma Jahangir, a great human rights lawyer in Pakistan. And she is aware, and most lawyers are aware, of the case of the governor of Punjab, who stood up against the law of blasphemy, as it has been interpreted by religious people, and who are now using that law for the purpose of imprisoning and even putting at peril of their life Christian people in Pakistan because of the decline of the principle of secularism. The governor of the Punjab was murdered by his guard, and when his murderer in the guard was brought to the Supreme Court of Pakistan, he was sprinkled with rose petals by the members of the bar. The members of the Bar Association, of which Asma Jahangir is the president. I asked her to explain that to me, and she said, "This is the result of the falling away of the principle of secularism." Secularism defends us all, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, and people like my partner of no religion. It's a very important principle we've inherited in our history. It's a principle we've reinforced in our public schools, where still 67% of our population are educated. It's a principle we should maintain in Australia, and it's a principle that is in danger.